Thank you for listening to this podcast from International Living Radio. For 30 years, International Living has been showing people how they can live happier, healthier lives in some of the most beautiful places on earth for a fraction of what they pay at home. InternationalLiving.com, your source for living the good life for less overseas.
Imagine it, working and saving for 30 years for your retirement, then taking a hit that wipes out two-thirds of your nest egg. It happened to Ron and Teresa Moore, but they took what life dished out and, with the help of International Living, not only got through it, but got through it in style by relocating to Ecuador, where the cost of living is so low they can now afford a condo in the mountains and one on the beach. Susan and I are lucky enough to have Ron and Teresa for neighbors, so we asked them over for dinner, and while the chicken was simmering, they were kind enough to share their incredible story with us on this edition of Finding Your Overseas Paradise. Welcome to the podcast, you guys. Thanks for being here. It's nice to see you here at our place in Cotacachi. You guys are just right across the parking lot over there.
It's a long walk, but
we made it. There was no rain.
You guys are both California guys, is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Born and raised?
Yeah.
What part of California are you from originally?
Central, Sacramento area.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Both of you? Same neighborhood?
Yes.
Cool. And you both worked for the same company for a while in the States, right? Were you both working for the same company before you actually left? And
yes. I started working there in 1974, and he started in
76.
That's a long time to work at the same place.
Too long.
What were you doing? Tell me a little bit about what you were doing in the States before you decided.
I was a business manager.
Yeah.
And Ron was a service manager. And that's
a Dodge dealership.
Dodge dealership?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that, I was a mechanic at the Dodge dealership. So.
And mm-hmm. I started out as a computer input, you know, back then just had data entry and then moved my way up. And then.
So it would seem that if you guys had spent that long at the same company, you guys would have had all of your retirement ducks in a row.
Oh, yeah. We were on the plan.
We thought so.
What happened?
Well,
the market took a big
crash. Yeah, we had our money was in the market and in real estate.
Yeah.
You know, the
two big hits.
Things that it's supposed to be in, and they took big hits, and we went down. Like I told you before, we thought we were doing okay. We had about $1 million on paper.
Yeah.
And figured we'd work for 7 or 8 more years and have it would double. Plus, we were putting money in the market at that time still. And then everything crashed, and the real estate crashed worse than the market, even in California anyway.
California was a tough market.
Yeah.
Still is.
Dropped less than half of what, you know, so everything was.
So you guys were under half of the nest egg that you thought you would have to retire.
Far more.
Yeah, we were at a third.
Third of what we invested.
How did you end up in Ecuador? Was this part of the plan after you had to retrench? What was the thought process behind that?
No, our dealership was going down, and so Ron left and I left a week later because there was no hope for it.
Right.
And we started looking for other jobs, and then we started a couple months into it, and it's really hard when you're over 50 to find a job, especially when you've been at some place for 34 years, you know, to find anything. And then we started going, where can we go and live on what we have? So he started on the computer, found International Living, you know, it pops right up on the main page of Yahoo, you know, at that time. Yeah. And he just did his due diligence and looked all over, started on the Dominican Republic, you know.
So that's
there.
Where you started. Ecuador was not the first choice.
No. And I'm not too fond of hurricanes. So I was
so the DR's out.
Yeah, so that one was, you know.
So many people in the United States are going through the same thing right now. What was the biggest hurdle that you guys had to overcome to actually think seriously about moving outside the United States, to actually pull the trigger and do it?
To leave our kids.
Kids.
Yeah, family.
Family. You know, Teresa's mother's 75. My mother had already passed.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have to worry about that. But we had kids and
we had one that wasn't 18 yet. She had to graduate.
And that was the only thing that held us back as long, actually, as it did. As far as a hurdle, there wasn't any. Once we came here and we made up our minds, it was just like, you know, people got to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
And this was something that was doable, comfortable, and turns out to be something we really enjoy. We like more than the States, so.
And I know your family's been down here, so that hurdle, so to speak, has worked itself out. They've reconciled themselves to the fact that you now live in South America?
Yeah, I think so. My mom's and then my daughter's Sarah.
Today. Yeah, but it was tougher for us than it was for them. I mean, yeah. We've got a daughter now, my stepdaughter, Teresa's daughter, living in Amsterdam, so wasn't much of a hurdle for her.
Yeah, she.
And my son thinks
she's okay with it.
Yeah, my son thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. And our other daughter's got her own family and stuff. So it was for us that we thought, well, can we do this? And then as soon as Teresa's daughter got out of high school, we said, no, not only can we, we're going to.
Yeah.
Because I didn't foresee things coming back, you know. I mean, once you lose it, you lose it. It's
right.
It's not, take a long time to get that back.
Yeah. Well, it took 20 years for you guys to get where you were. Mm-hmm. And waiting 20 years for it to come back again is obviously not an option.
No.
No.
How are you guys doing here? What would you say Ecuador has done for your overall cost of living? Do you have a handle on that?
Oh, God, yes. This is the cheapest place you can live for, you know. I mean, you live the high life on $800 a month.
Yeah.
You know, that's including everything.
Yeah, we don't, there's probably no months we spend over $1,000. And if we do, it's because we're flying down to the coast. Yeah. Because we've got a place down there.
So. That's right. Tell me about the place on the coast. How did you get hooked up with that?
We went actually for our birthdays last year, just for a week's vacation. And then we liked it so much that we went back and rented an apartment for a month.
And where is this, the little town?
We stayed in Manta first, but I don't know how far, what is it, north of Manta?
About 30 miles north, Crucita.
Crucita.
Yes.
And so we were just looking everywhere. We went to Bahia and all kinds of little places down there, and then we went to Crucita. We were actually looking at places. Right. We had someone showing us places. And Ron had found this guy online and found another condo, you know, and it was being built. It wasn't going to be ready for, you know, a year. So
did you guys technically buy pre-construction, or was there something already there? Were you able to see the site?
It was pre-construction.
It's pre-construction. I mean, there was part of it was there, but not much.
Yeah.
There was no room to look at.
There was a building next to it that the same builder had built. So we knew kind of, you know, what we were looking at. But this one was much more ambitious than that one.
Right.
Much nicer, more amenities, you know, pool, bar, gym, that type of, you know.
And you guys are about ready to move down there and do your first stint in the beach condo, yeah?
Yep. We're going to do that in just a couple months. May's when we're planning on.
So was that your original plan to have a place up in the mountains and a place on the beach, or this thing just kind of fall in your lap?
No, we kind of, when we got the place on the beach, we thought, well, we'll go move there. But then we went down there and we stayed down there. And then when we were coming home in the cab, we were going, oh, it's so beautiful up here. We can't give this up. You know, we love the people here in Cotacachi.
Yeah.
You know, all the indigenous. It's just so beautiful. I mean, it would be really hard to give this up.
Yeah. And it's kind of a testimony to how cheap things are here, that even getting out of the States with a fraction of the nest egg that you guys thought you were going to have, you can now have a place in the mountains and a place on the beach. It's kind of like the ideal. You guys are living the international living dream.
Yeah, best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Well, you could live here and down at the beach on Social Security if you just have a little nest egg to buy the places.
Yeah.
Right. If you can pay cash,
if you can get down the lock down the real estate, mm-hmm. then your living expenses are extremely
right.
Higher.
Which we were lucky enough to have the money to be able to do that, because then you can, you know, all you have is your association dues, and you know how bad is a $3 a month water bill?
Yeah, not bad at all.
Not bad at all. You know.
What do you guys do here? You're out of the States. You're living in what amounts to a foreign country.
We do normal stuff. We do stuff just like we would in the States, except for without a car. We take the bus in to buy fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
into...
going to the market in a bar.
Yeah. And then we go to the market in Ibarra, or at least I do, once a week. You know, walk. There's always something popping up around here that you're interested in seeing. People, when they come someplace like this, need to decide that they're going to slow down their life and be retired.
Yeah.
When we went back to the United States, for instance, our friends who are retired, they do make do things every day. You know, they've got to go here, they've got to go there, they've got to do that. Well, truth is, you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
You know.
You can just kind of kick back and
enjoy
it. Yeah, it's like, why do you have to have every day filled with something? You know, they don't know how to stop and just read or just enjoy sitting and doing nothing.
Yeah.
And Cotacachi's for people who want to relax and just enjoy what's, you
the
know,
beauty.
The beauty of it all.
Were you guys tempted at all to move to a bigger place than Cotacachi? We got about 7,000 people here, a last estimate, in the area. It is a small town. You can walk from one end to the other of it.
That's what we like.
Under an hour. You like that?
That's what we like.
Yeah, we didn't even think about any place bigger because we were coming from someplace bigger and weren't enjoying it. So it was like, whoa, this is nice.
Any plans to go back at all?
Ever?
Ever?
To visit, maybe, but not... Not ever, no.
Never to live.
No.
I mean, I can't foresee that way. There's nothing that could get me back there.
Yeah. So you don't miss anything. This is another question I ask a lot of folks. What's the biggest thing that you miss in the United States?
Restaurants.
Restaurants?
Just the variety, the different
types
of restaurants.
You can get whatever you want in the United States. It's one of those convenient places in the world, but that's not a deal breaker, obviously.
No, because you can go to Quito and get close to, you know, some of the stuff, but I would say that's the only thing. Don't miss the traffic. Don't miss the people.
Don't miss driving. Hate driving.
Yeah, it's very freeing to not have a car.
Not having a vehicle sounds to most Americans like a deal breaker, but it's really refreshing.
Yeah.
Not to have to...
I like not having that, you know, letting someone else, you know, take the wheel. Sometimes not.
Compared to a car payment and insurance and gas, when you can jump the bus here and go where you need to go for $2 a week.
Yeah.
That's what I figure our budget is.
It's not hard to figure the budget. Yeah.
When before, you know, one car payment was $450 a month. You know, that's, you know, almost what we live off of. Here.
You guys, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Okay. Let's
go have dinner.
Okay, sounds good.
Sign up for International Living's free daily postcards at internationalliving.com/radio and get a free report on the world's top retirement havens. These free daily postcards will give you more information on living the good life for less overseas. Thanks for listening to International Living Radio. You can hear more episodes of Finding Your Overseas Paradise at internationalliving.com/radio.